This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
We are looking at least seven people killed in the earthquake in Taiwan. We're looking at about 700 injured right now, from what we understand. And at least 77 people are trapped that we know of at this hour, many in tunnels. This according to Reuters right now. It's the worst earthquake in Taiwan in some 25 years, my friends. And so this morning, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to our friends in Taiwan, anybody affected by this quake. And in the aftermath of these kinds of things, anything can happen. We've got all kinds of buildings that are basically leaning over, some at about a 45-degree angle, we're told, and those could come down at any moment. Others may be trapped. So obviously it is a all-hands-on-deck situation right now for the area in Taiwan that's been mostly affected by this earthquake. Good morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here this morning on the program, albeit under these circumstances, of course, but we're going to tell you the very latest that we know at this hour as we move through the program this morning here. Again, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we did start off this morning, of course, even in hour number one, talking about this terrible earthquake in Taiwan. This from Reuters. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years killed seven people on Wednesday, injuring more than 700, with 77 trapped in tunnels and collapsed buildings, authorities said, as rescuers used ladders to help some people descend to safety. Television broadcast images of buildings tilted at precarious angles in the mountainous, sparsely populated eastern county of Hualien, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, near the epicenter of a 7.2 magnitude quake, which struck just offshore at about 8 a.m. That would be their local time. It was very strong. It felt as if the house was going to topple, said Chang Yu Lin, 60 years old, a worker in a hospital in Taipei, the capital. And again, you know, from my experience in Southern California with earthquakes, some moderate, some fairly strong, it does depend where you are. It depends how deep in the earth the earthquake occurs. It depends on the kind of material or rock that those waves are going through, how they bounce up and down. For example, in 1989, I think, with the Loma Prieta quake, which devastated a large part of the Bay Area, especially down near the water, they had the waves that just seemed to bounce up and down in the earth, and it would just kind of come up and hit and go back down and bounce up again, as I recall. And it can just do a lot of damage. The way that these waves travel is really key. But also, of course, when you have this magnitude of an earthquake, it is very significant. Whether it's a 3 or 4, you know, you might feel it a little bit. Oh, did you feel that a little, just a little bit? Then, you know, it becomes 5 and 6, and yeah, you start to feel it, and a much greater capacity. 7, of course, now you're talking about a much larger quake because it's on an exponential scale. So if they, earlier in the broadcast, it was looking at 7.7, but they do revise these things as they look at the seismology report they're able to determine whether or not it really was that or not. But nevertheless, you're in the realm of seven. It's a lot. Believe me, it's a lot. And it will take down structures, and it will simply just really, really do some damage. They believe the quake hit at a depth of about 9.6 miles, just as people were headed out to work and school again, hitting at about 8 a.m. in the morning. They were issuing some tsunami warnings. Some areas got about a 9-foot wave, we understand, far off. But they did lift those warnings fairly quickly when it was determined that you didn't have a major tsunami incident that could be as a result of this. And again, it depends where it happens. If it happens further out in the ocean, it can lift, especially if it's a thrust earthquake, it'll lift up that water, which is an unbelievable amount of force to do that. And that's, for example, what caused that terrible tsunami in Japan when it went into the Fukushima nuclear reactor. So this is the nuclear facility there. So this is a story we'll continue to monitor throughout the morning. More information is going to be coming out of this, of course, throughout the day on Wednesday. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with those friends in Taiwan, because obviously this is something completely unexpected, and they're dealing with this right now. Well, once again, folks, welcome to the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. One of the things, though, that has been going on, and this is, you know, in typical style, and I really do appreciate Peter Ducey, Steve Ducey. I was correct the first time. Peter Ducey. You get the Ducey's mixed up. He talked to Karine Jean-Pierre and asked about whether or not when the president of the United States, or then candidate Biden, said in 2020, talked and used the term bloodbath, was that as bad as the White House had reacted to President Trump using the same term. And also, I think a very similar kind of context, the context of what it would be like for an economic impact. Biden was talking about it being an impact politically or having to do with opinions and perceptions in the campaign. But both men used the same term. But yet Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House, and everybody else in the media, it seems like, just went apoplectic about Donald Trump, because, of course, that's part of the narrative. Donald Trump is threatening a bloodbath. Well, we're going to play you this great clip when we come back from the short break, so stay right there. It is Wednesday, and we got another great clip as well. RFK Jr. trying to clarify, I guess, because there's a lot of heat coming his way, because he talked about how Joe Biden was a greater threat to democracy than the narrative that says Trump is the threat. Oh, boy. It's never a dull moment, folks. Stay right there. We are coming right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy. Doing what I'm doing.
All right, the Wednesday edition, folks, continues. And it continues to go by at a very, very high rate of speed. It really does amaze me just how fast these 4 hours go by for this program in the overnights across America. So once again, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, everybody along the GCN network, by the way, and everybody who's finding us on TalkStream Live. That is really something. We're really happy about that as well. And by the way, at KyleWarrenShow.com, that's my home website. We got links for our GCN live links and so forth. You can find out more about the program there. And the wizards at GCN have set up our live link so that it'll play the show live when we're live. But then when we're not live, you're going to hear the repeat of the current show, the previous show. So we really appreciate that. It's a way that you can enjoy the show throughout the day wherever you are. So we do appreciate that, as I said. All right. So we had this audio clip that I mentioned to you right before we went to the break. I wanted to make sure we had enough time on the other side of the break to play it for you in its entirety. But here's Peter Doocy talking to Karine Jean-Pierre, and she just, I mean, he is just the bane of her existence at this point. He is just the thorn in her side, I guess, because he comes up with these questions, and I think, honestly, and I'm not trying to be mean, I'm not trying to be disingenuous, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here, but I think it sort of shocks her. I think it kind of makes her think, you know, how am I going to, and you can kind of see the wheels turning like, okay, well, how am I going to start to respond to this now? Because what he's saying is kind of making sense. And so I've got to spin this, whatever it is. I've got to spin it. And I've got to make it into something where I try to crush him with this thing. So let's listen in to Peter Doocy asking about the term bloodbath. That's a term we hear used in language, right, to describe certain things. It's not always about a bloody revolution or something. Let's listen in.
A quick point of clarification, Kareem. So when Donald Trump is talking about a bloodbath, it is violent rhetoric. What was it when Joe Biden said in 2020, what we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath?
So I'm going to be really mindful and careful about Donald Trump, but if you read, because he is a candidate.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, I just got to stop that right there, because this is typical Karine Jean-Pierre tactics. She'll say, she'll give this sort of very kind, almost a somber kind of a introduction. I'm going to be very careful here talking about Donald Trump, because in other words, she tries to set the mood like, okay, this is all very serious, and I just want to pick my words very carefully, because I don't want to have this whole thing spin out of control, or you know, that kind of thing. So let's back that up just a tad. And then we'll continue.
Donald Trump, but if you read, because he is a candidate, we're talking about the 2024 election, you should read what he said in its context. So you got to read what he said in context.
Bloodbath is an ugly word. Trump uses it, what is it?
It's
when
not,
Biden uses it?
No. Let's be very clear. You got to actually ask me the question in context of what it was said, right? And what it was said when he said that, right? In his remarks. Right? And so that's being disingenuous in your question.
I'm reading a direct quote from Joe Biden. What we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath.
He was talking about a group of people. A group of people. That's what he's talking about. What the president was talking about during the primary was not to allow it to be the words and the primary and that election to become negative.
Okay,
two different things. They're not the same. They're not the same. And your question is disingenuous.
Disingenuous.
And so, look, I'm going to be really mindful here. I've got to be really careful. Mindful. We have to denounce violent rhetoric.
Denounce violent rhetoric.
Wherever it comes from.
Okay, stop right there. I can't take it anymore. If you're going to denounce violent rhetoric, Karine Jean-Pierre, did anybody from the White House call up James Carville? Sorry, folks, I hit the cough button there. Did anybody call up James Carville when James Carville said, you know, President Biden, he's got somebody go out there and do the wet work for him? And what does that term sound like, right? That's like a spy thing, right? That's like a, you know, you're going to go, you know, whack somebody or something. That's what that term talks about. But nobody got up in arms at James Carville. I'm sure Karine Jean-Pierre didn't call him up and say no, and chastise the man. But this is the narrative, my friends. This is the only point of view that you're allowed to have. Donald Trump bad. Donald Trump uses words. Words are bad. President Trump, President Biden is good. President Biden uses words. He's talking about people. Well, gosh darn it, golly gee whiz, Karine Jean-Pierre. Donald Trump was talking about the economy. He was talking about prices. He was talking about people. He was talking about people who would have problems with their business, with their jobs, with their income, if what he was talking about came to pass. And you have this whole thing. It is all about the economy. There would be a bloodbath. But what they want to do is they simply, again, want to use these terms as a bludgeon. Let's continue with the clip.
Leader, we have to denounce that.
Have to denounce.
Because we saw what happened on January 6th.
We saw what happened.
When you have a mob of 2,000 people go to the Capitol because they didn't believe in the free and fair election that just happened months prior because of violent rhetoric,
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there you go. So this is all, I mean, you know, when we read the book 1984, way back in the day, and a lot of people were just sort of forced to read it. It was on the syllabus, right? More than likely when you're in high school. But, and of course, there were some movies made. I remember when there was a movie made back in the mid-80s of 1984. It was pretty interesting. It was all very bleak, right? I think that movie really kind of captured a lot of the bleakness, I think, of what Orwell was putting together. But it's, again, about controlling language. And there wasn't because of violent rhetoric. Oh, was it because Trump said we're going to fight like hell? Isn't that what Chuck Schumer said as well? I mean, my goodness. This is all part and parcel of their plan, basically, to make it such that you can't use the language. You can't use a metaphor. You do anything, because it's not just that, well, just X out that one word and you'll be fine and everything will be okay. No, it's about establishing the notion that anything you say is going to be wrong. Anything you talk about is going to be interpreted only through the lens of the far left, only through the lens of the media, only through the lens. It's kind of like, and I hate to say it, I hate to put it in this context, but it's kind of like when people get bullied at school. You know, no matter what they do, they can't say the right thing. They can't have the right pair of shoes. They can't have the right clothes or whatever they say, whatever they're interested in. And it's terrible because all the mean kids have said, well, we're going to target this person. No matter what they do, they'll never be cool, right? And it's a terrible thing that goes on, right? Well, it's kind of a similar thing. No matter what Republicans or conservatives say or do, it's always going to be viewed through the lens that the far left has all the right answers, that they have all the compassion, that they have all of the world that simply goes along with their point of view. That's just what they're setting up. And so to pick that term, and this is why I love Ducey so much, because he will push back at Karine Jean-Pierre and, again, make her get that look on her face like, oh, boy, now how am I going to respond to this? And she did it in a very, very, I think, almost predictable fashion, because all she needed to say, because the point that Ducey's making is that he used the word, the other person used the word we understand has a certain connotative structure to it. It was not about going and using, you know, some sort of some kind of axe or something, you know, some Roman axe or something, and create a bloodbath out there. No, it's a way of expressing the idea that things could get really bad, that things could be a little bit out of control in terms of concepts, not in terms. I made the point. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. But it is entertaining, isn't it, to watch her kind of squirm with that. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. He's going to be with us momentarily.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. President Biden had a phone conversation Tuesday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It was the first time in several months the leaders have talked. The White House reporting the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics. The White House expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump would like the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order, which prohibits Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Trump criticized Merchan, alleging bias, highlighting the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which has worked with President Biden. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So it seems to me 68% of Americans, we understand, disapprove of Biden's management of the border crisis, to which the Biden administration, I'm sure, would sit around the conference table in the presidential briefing room and simply say something like, they're all wrong. They're just wrong. So what we need to do is double down on our policies. We need to double down on what we're doing. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a special treat, of course. It is Wednesday. It's the bottom of the hour. That can mean only one thing. It means we've got Patrick Hyland with us. He, of course, is the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful Wednesday.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Yeah, a lot of things happen in the sports world. The voters reject the stadium tax for the Royals and the Chiefs. So it didn't get passed. So I'm curious to what's going to happen with the KC Royals and the Chiefs getting that stadium they need. So we shall see. I've always wondered your opinion on that, Cal. You love baseball and your son. Love sports too. Should the taxpayer have to help pay for a stadium?
That's a really good question. There are some factors involved, I'm sure, and that is you're going to bring in a lot of business, for example, or you're going to revitalize certain areas. There's some benefit, I'm sure, to be had for that. So, but I do think that the vast majority, because nowadays it's the this kind of stadium or that stadium, it's all, you know, some big company name anyway. So, and by the way, they're making oodles of money. So, yeah, I guess it does beg the question, who should lay out the lion's share for all that?
There you go, Cal. You know, and it's kind of funny. We're subsidizing billionaires. You know, I don't know if that's the way to go. And just something to think about and discuss.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
In the future, like, you know, so getting into basketball, okay, it looks like the 76ers are trying their best to make a playoff run here and do some damage. I remember the old Philadelphia 76ers with Julius Erving, Dr. J. That's, you know, when they are really something special. Then Charles Barkley played for him for a lot of years, and now he's a good analysis analyst, pardon me, and his analysis is excellent in a lot of things in life. It's kind of funny listening to Charles, Cal. When it comes to politics, he kind of feels the same way you do and the audience feels. People don't realize it about him, but he was almost going to run for politics in Alabama.
Really?
Where he played his college ball at Auburn. Yeah, so it was
wow.
Pretty cool to see that occur. Hey, last night, Bryce Harper, 3 home runs, man, and a grand slam. That's pretty impressive. Got to give the guy credit. He's had a very interesting career, this young man. You know, he was in high school and was a great high school player. Then he went to junior college while he was in high school just to circumvent, you know, getting into the draft quicker and getting with the team he wanted. So he worked the system. I don't have a problem with anybody working the system. And he did. And he's matured a lot. When he first came up, he did a home run as a rookie and stand there and stare at it. And a lot of people didn't like that and really got on him for it, even his own players. So he's matured. He's helped Philly, you know, really turn into something special.
Mm-hmm.
So, this weekend is going to be something, Cal. We'll talk about it, you know, Friday with NCAA basketball, your Final Four. Speaking about Alabama, it's kind of neat. We have an SEC team, Alabama. We have the University of Connecticut, who's the front runner from the Big East. Those two are looking good. And Purdue, everybody thinks that they have an outside shot to do something. So we shall see. It's exciting times. I'm really having a fun time watching the March Madness, and it's really turned out to be something special for everybody. So I know you're very busy, Kyle. Have you had a chance to watch any of the March Madness?
Unfortunately, I have not. I have not, but it is exciting. I know that it's finally getting down here to the nitty gritty. So we'll definitely try to keep up with it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, and then baseball season in full gear, you know, so everybody's watching that. And still early in the season. It's funny how fans can get down on their teams so quick, Cal, or get so high on their teams, and they don't realize it's 162 games. You got to really, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, to say the least. So,
well, indeed. Well, in fact, you mentioned that, right. Patrick. You know, as for example, we know the Dodgers are having this big issue, obviously, because of Shohei Ohtani. But what I'm hearing is that the Dodgers aren't doing all that great to start off with. I mean, is this, you know, something that's sort of killing their mojo, or what's happening over there?
I'm not sure. You know, anything that's a distraction when you get into to this level of sports, it's the little things that really can make the difference and change things. You know, we were talking on the Sports Zone about John Wooden. I mean, in your neck of the woods, one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time at UCLA. You had Bill Walton, Lou Alcindor, you know, before he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And look, he really had that team going. But one of his first things he said was, you know, when you're a freshman, the first thing he made you do, he showed you how to put your socks on and your shoes. Sounds kind of funny, but it's because if you don't do it the right way, you can get blisters from all the running up and down the court. Mm-hmm. He says, I can't afford missing games because of blisters or not being able to play at your top because of pain in your feet because of blisters. What a little thing that could make the difference. So,
indeed.
And that's mental, especially in baseball. Mental could even be more important because, man, you have to have the right mindset when you go up to the plate. There's no doubt about it. So that's a great point you just made.
Well, thank you.
The distractions of the game.
Well, right, because, I mean, they paid so much money to get Shohei Ohtani, and if they continue on this sort of trajectory, I mean, again, it's so very early on, but, you know, how ironic would that be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the stone-cold favorites to win it all this year. You know, what happens if they don't even make the playoffs? I mean, that would be crazy. I just don't see it happening, but crazier things have happened in the world of sports.
Exactly.
Both have witnessed in our lifetime. So, a little bit of hockey talk here. The Lightning are hanging in there. Tampa Bay Lightning, for all the fans listening to the show that love the Lightning. A lot of people that watch the show, Cal, listen to the show, pardon me, love the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hanging in there. And the Florida Panthers, they look like a real mean team this year down there in South Florida. Playing some great hockey. But your team to beat is the Boston Bruins, in my opinion. There's just something about that team, Cal, that is scary. Just they're so fast on the ice, and they play very, very good, disciplined team hockey. And they always find a way just to at least take you into overtime. And those are the teams that normally win in hockey and go the distance. You look at their overtime record and how they got into overtime and how well they did, and you'll see at the end of the day who the real teams are. Just like in baseball, the teams that win the most one-run games, it's amazing at the end of the year how they're in the playoff run. Again,
mm-hmm.
It's the little things. It's just that, game of inches, one run, game of one goal, football, field goal difference. That's what life's all about, too, Cal. You know, it's just amazing how that works. It's just the little things. If you do a lot of little things right, big things are going to happen. And that even happens in when you work and what you plan for in your future with your insurances and your finances. If you do the little things now, then guess what? Over time, you're going to be in good shape. It's the people that fail to plan that fail. And I try to help out people every day, Cap, with all their wants and needs, saving money. Every time I meet with somebody, you either save money or get something better for them, or if whatever they have is good right now, down the road, there's something better. So it's always good to meet with me and chat and see how I can be of help to you. My name is Patrick Highland. I'm with Cal Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and on the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 on AM 860. So God bless everybody out there. Cal, you awesome. And folks, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Simple number, 813-966-1052. Cal, have a great rest of the day, and I will talk to you Friday morning, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk Friday. Patrick Highland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And, folks, we are going to come right back after this short break, and we're going to have Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback and host of the Consumer QB Show right here on AM 860. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through hour number four, which translates to the 5 o'clock hour in the East. And we are having fun, by the way, on the program this morning, as always. And by the way, folks, the fun does not stop anytime soon because we've got Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer quarterback. He's host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM860 The Answer. You can hear him from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Monday through Friday. Again, right here on AM860 The Answer. So without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. We're glad to have you with us. And, you know, it's always a very interesting time when we have a chance to chat because there's a lot of things going on out there right now in terms of the real estate world, but also we're looking at the interest rates. I keep seeing Fed Chairman Powell say things like, and I'm just paraphrasing here, but like, not yet, you know, don't, it's maybe not, you know, not maybe not for a long time. And but people are really kind of baking in these potential interest rate cuts, aren't they? I mean, if they don't happen, you know, people are going to be not just incredibly disappointed, but there could be another more adverse effect on the economy.
Yeah, they don't really know what they're doing up there. They're not doing a good job. They're you know, they're trying to play to their cronies too much, and there's challenges there because, you know, if you look at the job market, it's, you know, the job markets show that southern states and mountain time zone states are doing well, but a few of the other states are barely back to pre-COVID employment numbers, and some are even below. So if you look at the jobs, I think that's going to be one of the main drivers. And, you know, we talked about on the show before how the Labor Department has come out with the jobs numbers and then downwardly revised those down by just 100,000 jobs. So they're overstating these jobs numbers to try to make Biden look good. But it's not working. People are seeing it and they're working two and three jobs and their savings are depleted and their credit card debt's up. And so, yeah, they're not, I don't see rates drop happening anytime soon either from what I'm kind of hearing and seeing.
Indeed. Well, there's an interesting report today from CNBC from their real estate section, and they talk about the idea that would-be home buyers, and this, again, is on average, they'd have to earn 35% more of what a typical household earns annually, which is approximately $84,000. They've got to earn upwards of $113,000 just to keep pace, evidently, at this time. You know, and we also hear that a lot of first-time buyers, you know, they maybe go in on houses with friends or family members. I mean, they've got to get really creative these days, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. You're having co-signers come in to help out with the buying side. And then, you know, this NAR lawsuit, if it stands as it is, it's going to even further hurt first-time buyers and potentially veterans if the Veterans Department doesn't do something to help veterans, especially with their VA loans, figure out some type of compensation for buyer agents. So the whole settlement, the whole NAR suit was just a Marxist movement, and it was a bad deal for consumers. You know, 90% of real estate clients were happy with their real estate representation. That's over 100 million clients a year. And for some reason, these trial attorneys seemed that they needed to make some kind of a change. But yeah, that's a complicated issue. But the fact is that negotiation or the commissions were always negotiable, and they should have stayed the way it was. There was nothing wrong with it, and it's just another way to try to attack a power structure, in my opinion.
Well, indeed, and I like the word that you used is negotiable, you know, because you're getting a professional service, you're getting professional representation, and you can come to an agreement about that. That all parties are happy with. It kind of reminds me of the whole Donald Trump thing in New York, where if the bank agrees and the Trump company agrees that that's what that asset is worth, and so therefore you're going to lend us money based on that collateral after everybody's done their due diligence, you know, there is no there's no there at that point.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's scary about our country right now. It literally is a police state. It's, you know, Salem Media put out the movie with Dinesh D'Souza, Police State. Yep, that's what we're living in, locking up your political adversaries, you know, taking them off the campaign trail, throwing out fake lawsuits and all this stuff. It's pretty sad. I never thought I'd see this type of thing happen in my lifetime. But we, you know, we heard of communism and we heard of these things. But, you know, I'm just praying to God every day that the good guys win and we can at least have another few generations of American exceptionalism, because I've got a 2-year-old baby boy and an 18-year-old daughter. So, you know, I really pray for our country right now, Kyle.
Well, I think everybody joins with you with that sentiment and that idea, because, you know, in other words, a little divine intervention goes a long way and is always very welcome, you know, for things like this. But that's part of this problem, is that the American exceptionalism is seen to be something that is a bad thing, you know, and all these words will be thrown out. No, America is based on racism. America is based on this and that. All the whatever you can come up with that is bad with this kind of revisionist history that's going on.
Yeah, that's what the left is. That's what the left does, is they feed on that and they misinform the youth, and they say that, oh, we were founded on slavery. And, you know, you're supposed to, it's a biblical thing to be judged at the time in which you were alive. So So when the founding fathers were alive, that was a common thing. But guess what? We were the country that got rid of racism because of our founding fathers and because of Abraham Lincoln and because of all the good people that were Republicans. The left was the Democrat Party on the left was the founders of the KKK, and they have continued that string of hate. Now they're twisting it, calling us white nationalists or nationalist populist and Christian nationalist is the word. So they're trying to do that, just like they did with Easter this last year, just this last week. You know, they're trying to get another, they're trying to get an outrage. They want something to happen. So somebody says something or does something, and then they can turn around and say, see, I told you, just like on J6, these people are supremacists. That's what they're setting us up for. So we've got to be cautious, and we've got to pray to God to give us the knowledge and the patience to deal with this.
Well, right. How do you overcome evil? You overcome evil with good, for one thing. And no matter what, and you're right. It's the usurpation of words. You know, Joe Biden can use the word bloodbath, but Donald Trump can't use that word. You know, it's all about yeah. control, you know, and it's all about, you know, sort of setting themselves up as being, they're always looking down on everybody else. And even though people say, well, this is bad, this is what's happening at the border, this is bad, this is what's happening in the economy, they'll just look down on them and say, no, you're wrong. See, you don't get how things work. So you're just wrong. And they won't even entertain the idea that they're wrong because, well, they kind of know they're wrong, but they just want to steamroll over you.
Yeah, and they blame you for everything they're doing. They try to paint it like you're doing the thing that they're actually doing. It's, you know, Clinton said that. You know, Barack says he's going to fundamentally transform America. Hey, I love America. Why would we fundamentally transform it? No, I love it the way it is. There's not, you know, yes, we have problems, but no, it doesn't need to be fundamentally transformed. Barack, or Hussein, Obama. So, no, we're good with it. We're good with it. We just got to bring it back. Keep it. You know, get Trump back in power and get the normal people back in the White House instead of all these radical leftists.
Well, I agree. I think the America's promise has always been there. And especially in recent times, more people seem to be able to enjoy the American dream, have that idea of home ownership, for example, and strive towards it. But now everybody has to be pigeonholed into some kind of a box, you know, so that they can beat each other's throats. It's very sad.
Yeah. And remember one of the first things he did when Biden supposedly got elected, one of the first things he did was put out this bill for farmers. But it wasn't every farmer. Do you remember, Kyle? Do you remember who it was for? It was just for black farmers. You know, like they just constantly look for ways to divide and to make things either racial or based on your sexual identity. And then, you know, just they're taking it way too far with calling for the proclamation of Transgender Identification Day on Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Of all days.
Indeed.
Unbelievable.
Well, Brandon, we're starting to run out of time, but how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, guys, if you would love, I'd love for you to reach out if you'd like help in any state across the world. Brandon Ryan, Keller Williams Realty, and the Consumer Quarterback Show, 813-917-1894. ConsumerQB.com is the website, 813-917-1894, ConsumerQB.com.
Very cool. Thank you, Brandon. Take care. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 1-800-799-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.